Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 13th installment in Washing for Bread. We were discussing yesterday the halachic applications of flavoring one's bread when making the bracha of hamotzi on the bread. We said that this concept technically doesn't apply to what's called pasnakia, bread from a more refined flour, which was what we normally eat today. There's a separate halacha, though. The Gemara says that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, in the times of the Temple, the atonement for Klal Yisrael came from the Mizbeach, came from the altar. Now that there's not a Temple during these times, the atonement for Klal Yisrael doesn't come from the altar in the Temple, it comes from our table. And therefore, there's an idea that the same way that traditionally every sacrifice is accompanied by salt, in general, the sacrifices were accompanied by salt, so too, when we sit down for a meal, let's define breaking bread as a meal, there's an idea that salt should be on the table. It's very interesting. Most of us really only have this practice on Shabbos, right? In other words, normally when you sit down for a sandwich on a Sunday lunch, you wouldn't expect that there specifically be salt on the table. But in truth, that concept seems to apply equally to weekdays and Shabbos. I'm not suggesting we change our practices, but it is interesting. It's also interesting, the technical language of the halacha doesn't require that you dip that bread in salt. It just requires that salt be on the table. Of course, common practice is to dip the challah on Shabbos in the salt. It's very interesting. You'll see many people specifically put the salt on the table or put the salt on the challah board, like pour the salt onto the challah board, not just sprinkle the salt on the challah bread itself, but put the salt either on the table or on a surface on the table. And the idea of that seems to be, again, to try to evoke this concept that the salt is not as much about the bread as it is about the surface itself, the table. Now, in what sense do we mean that one's table brings atonement? So the standard pshat seems to be that if we have the right outlook to our meals, that the idea when we sit down for a meal is to give ourselves strength and good health so that we can serve God properly, it's an amazing thing. Every time we sit down for such a mundane thing as a lunch or supper or breakfast, we're serving God. And if we were to elevate our pursuit of physical pleasure to be totally guided and geared by the will to serve God, that puts us on a very different plane. And that's the standard approach to understanding what it means that the table serves as an atonement. There is another way of looking at it, which also carries a powerful message, which is that the chesed, the kindness which one does at one's table through guests that one has. One could apply it beyond chesed. It could be, let's say, the Torah discussions that one has at one's table, the diligence about discussing certain things and not discussing other things at one's table. All of these things in a very day-to-day aspect are very powerful models of how we serve God. Like to speak about in Shul, there was a certain European community that had the practice of burying people using for the casket a person's dining room table. That the idea was this was a fascinating statement of what they were bringing with them to the next world, the way they conducted themselves at their dining room table. But in any event, this is a classic idea that we have salt at the table. We're particular about it on Shabbos, to show the correlation between the altar and our tables of food. There's one more idea I'd just like to cite. The Medrash says that there's a moment when Klal Yisrael is sitting around without merits. And that moment when Klal Yisrael is sitting around without merits is when they've washed their hands for bread and they're waiting to make hamotzi. You have this image, right, from the Shabbos table. Everybody washed, everyone's just kind of sitting there. You can't talk about things, you can't do much, you're just waiting. And at that moment, if you were listening to an earlier lecture, hopefully it's a very brief time that you're waiting, less than 22 amas worth. But at that moment, Klal Yisrael doesn't have many mitzvos to do. These individuals don't have many mitzvos to do. So the salt, which is generally considered a sign of a covenant between God and Israel, which is part of the idea of being involved in the korbanos altogether, the sacrifices in general, the salt is the defendant of Klal Yisrael. And that's the defender, of Klal Yisrael. And that's another idea to having salt on the table. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.